News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Survivors of the powerful typhoon that hit the Philippines are beginning to rebuild homes, but the aid effort remains patchy. After long delays, international aid workers set up makeshift hospitals and trucked in supplies. Helicopters from the USS George Washington aircraft carrier are bringing in medicine and water to remote areas. Rescue crews continue to evacuate stricken communities today. A Republican bill which would allow people to keep their private health insurance plans is heading to the Senate after passage in the House. The Keep Your Plan bill aims to allow people that have received cancellation notices to keep their policies. Democrats called the GOP bill a wolf in sheep's clothing, which would actually undermine and sabotage the overall health care reform law. Princeton University is dealing with an outbreak of type B meningitis. Seven people have been infected since March, and the CDC is importing a vaccine for use on campus. University officials have scheduled a meeting this weekend to discuss whether or not they're going to offer vaccinations to the student body. Closer to home, an elderly woman died after being struck by a car Friday afternoon in Eagle River. Police say the 87-year-old was crossing a street when the car hit her. The car was driven by an 87-year-old male. Names of the victims and driver have not been released. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson made an appearance in central Wisconsin yesterday. He was at North Central Technical College yesterday afternoon, where he presented a program outlining federal trends in spending, revenue, the cost of Medicare and Social Security, and the effect of government overregulation and intrusion on business. He believes there's too much government going on.
We just have layer upon layer. We have hundreds of those types of regulations that really are burdening small businesses, job creators, but large businesses too. So if we really want to be able to create the opportunities, create the types of jobs to allow people to build that good life for themselves and family, we have to reduce that regulatory burden. We have to have a more competitive tax system. We've actually got to utilize our energy resources in this country. We've actually got to celebrate success rather than demonize it.
The senator also gave the same presentation to a group in Merrill last night. Marathon County law enforcement officers need help finding a prisoner. According to the Sheriff's Department social media, 55-year-old Kelly Kloss was released from the Marathon County jail with a judge's permission to attend a funeral, and he never came back. Kloss was in jail for felony operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Now he has new charges for escape added to the record, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. Anyone with information about Kelly Kloss is encouraged to contact Marathon County Crime Stoppers. We have contact information for you at WSAU.com. Groundbreaking took place in Marshfield yesterday for a new student housing building. Patricia Sturr is the dean and CEO of UW Marshfield Wood County and says the housing will accommodate up to 94 students in special modular units.
They will be pods more than apartments, where we have four bedrooms and two bathrooms in each unit, and then a small kitchenette in the living room area.
According to Sturr, the new housing units will replace the old dormitory, which was demolished this summer and was found to contain some asbestos. And Roger Jamgoshian, the longtime owner of the Hiawatha Bar and Restaurant in Wausau, passed away on Friday at the age of 65. He'd been battling cancer. Jamgoshian came to Wausau from Brooklyn, New York back in the 70s and never lost his Brooklyn accent as he made the Hiawatha one of the most popular Wausau eateries. Roger's children will continue to operate the restaurant. No funeral arrangements have been announced at this time. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.